Karl Barth said, "Faith in God's revelation has nothing to do with an ideology which glorifies the status quo. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Faith is a much used but much misunderstood word, and I confess before you, my brothers and sisters, that I am often tempted that instead of quoting from the Bible, I quote from The Princess Bride. And in the words of Inigo Montoya, "That word you are using, I do not think it means what you think it means." The Bible uses the word often, not always as we expect. Faith in the Bible is most often used to talk about relationship, about promise, about understanding between God and people, between people and people, a king and king's people, between kings and kings. And so most of the references in the Bible to faith are about keeping faith or breaking faith. Faith in the Psalms is most often spoken about as the faithfulness of God to God's promises and about humanity's dependence on the faithfulness of God. Faith. You've probably heard statements like, "We are saved by our faith." That's misquoting the Bible. Paul says that through faith we inherit the promise of God, or the righteous live through faith. Sometimes it's used to mean belief, belief in a particular creed, a particular idea. But faith is not that, or so much more than that. And if you spend too much time on Facebook, guilty, you will see memes and pictures that tell you if you just have faith, all will be well. And instead of being inspirational, honestly, there's this sense that if things aren't going well, it's because your faith isn't strong enough. And if you are uncertain or afraid, that you are guilty in some way of lack of faith. But faith is not assurance that life will be good if we just believe or do whatever it is that the meme or the people are telling us to do. The whole idea of faith doesn't come from good times. Faith is a word that is not a word that makes the comfortable more comfortable. The idea of faith spoken in the Bible and Jewish history, Christian witness and Christian tradition is not what keeps us comfortable, but the indefinable something that keeps us going in the midst of the terrible. Christianity was not founded in a time of peace and prosperity for people who were secure. It was founded in a time of violence and terror in the midst of people who were frightened, hungry, and often powerless. And faith was a sense of the power of God working in people, even though they might die tomorrow. Not in spite of that. There is a reason why the Bible doesn't just prescribe faith. It tells stories. Because faith is not actually something you can define. It's something you come to understand through experience, the stories of other people's experience or your own. Faith is not power. Faith is never the same as piety. Faith does not remove fear, though it may provide a way through fear. I want to tell a story, but it's Padraig Otuoma's story. So please hear his voice speaking. It's deeper than mine, but still. A few years ago, I was walking from town to the Clonard area where I was living, and it was late at night, and I'd spent all my money on a few pints with friends, and I realized as I was leaving that my mobile phone was out of battery, but I thought, never mind, I've walked this road hundreds of times. And as I was walking, and it was fairly deserted, I noticed a man on the other side of the road, and he was kicking a fence, and he looked distressed and angry. And as I was looking at him, he looked up and he noticed me, and he ran across the road and he ran after me. And I didn't know whether to run or shout or hit him or... He grabbed my jacket and he had his face in my face and he started yelling, "Give me one good reason not to hit you." And he said it over and over, and his eyes were bright and his pupils were tiny. Give me one good reason not to hit you. There are good reasons to be afraid. Where do you feel that fear? In your body? Shaking hands? The feeling that your stomach is turning over? There's a beating heart? There's a peculiar lightness in the chest? You can probably run faster, react quicker, bleed faster when you're frightened. If you search the biblical texts for do not be afraid, you come up with a really long list. And that's just one phrase. There are also phrases like fear not or do not fear. But there might be a really good reason to be afraid, but do not. In the face of the good reasons to be afraid, do not be afraid. The Hebrew word for fear, yar, combines with it something fascinating, the sensation of being afraid as well as to revere. The word used in Christian scriptures for fear in Greek, phobio, is where the English word phobia comes from, and this too carries that implication not just of alarm, but reverence. Padraig says in Irish the word, and I can't pronounce it, yegla, meaning fear, is part of a phrase that means just in case. It literally translates as for fear of fear, or on the fear of fear. The glorious power of fear, the level of reverence that certain fears evoke in us, is one that the biblical text seeks to move us from. Don't be so frightened of fear that you make of fear a god to obey. So Padraig says that when the man had his hand on my coat and was telling me, give me one good reason not to hit you, I remembered a phrase from Walter Wink spinning around, and he said, you should use powerlessness to expose the vulgarity of the abuse of powerfulness. And so, frightened, petrified really, aware I was only slightly bigger than this guy, but he was so pumped up on God knows what, I said to him, you have frightened me. And he stepped back and he said, what? And I said, you have really frightened me. I'm afraid. And he stood back and started to fall apart. What I think the biblical texts that tell us not to fear are saying is that there isn't anything to be afraid. It is not that there isn't anything to be afraid of. There clearly is plenty to be afraid of. Rather, they are telling us that fear is not the god. When we are frightened, everything else becomes secondary. Digestion becomes secondary. Rational thought, our moral thoughts about violence, we revert to tribalisms, us against them. We discover ourselves in a state of frenzy, and we have made of fear an arbitrary god who dictates reactive impulses with no integrity and no moral code and no love. We need the stories of faith in the face of fear, for no definition or description is enough. Stories like Irene Sendler, who kept going into the Warsaw ghetto to rescue Jewish children at the risk of her life, knowing someone else had been killed for doing the same thing. The men who climbed down into the Chernobyl reactor to turn it off, knowing they themselves would die. The man who stepped in front of an armed shooter at the mosque in Montreal and who died saving so many others. Faith that acts in the face of fear. The biblical writers keep speaking of faith as faith in God, the creator of all things, not as a test of piety, or belonging to a particular religion, or a sign of belonging to the right group. The Bible speaks of faith in God, so fear does not become our God. Another human being does not become our God. Faith in a loving, compassionate God beyond our understanding is the way that we walk through the world without being overwhelmed, even in the face of certain death. Even in the face of unspeakable evil, and even in the face of the loss of other relationships. Karl Barth wrote, Faith is not an art. Faith is not an achievement. Faith is not a good work of which some may boast and others can excuse themselves with a shrug of the shoulders for not being capable of it. It is a decisive insight of faith itself that all of us are incapable of faith in ourselves and so become vulnerable to faith in other things. Faith is the impossible possible. Faith beyond ourselves that makes us more than we are. Faith is not definable. Faith is not measurable. Faith is not scientifically detectable. Faith is not predictable. Faith is not the preserve of the educated nor the comfortable. Faith is the country of the powerless and the home of the poor, the fire for those who are cold and the companion of the lonely. Faith moves mountains, changes lives, makes joy in the midst of misery. By faith we see the hand of God. Faith is the promise between us. Faith is the way we walk when we cannot see the way. And faith is what we pray for when we don't know how to pray. Amen. We have been singing